Each nation in the world has its own customs. It is not easy to change our customs. We tend to cling to our own way. Sometimes when two cultures come together, these customs can cause misunderstandings. This can be both frustrating and embarrassing. Once I took 30 Japanese high school students to the state of Washington. It was a kind of homestay program. Each student stayed with a small town American family to learn the American way of thinking and living, as well as the language. I was in charge of them. My main task was to take care of the students when they ran into trouble. In the early part of the program, all of them appeared to feel at home with each host family. However, one day, a representative of the host families came to me with a problem. She said, "We can't stand seeing our Japanese daughters walk side by side holding each other's hands. I'm embarrassed to tell them about such a thing, so will you please tell them to stop it?" Adding, "This is not normal." At this, I was embarrassed. I had not thought that such an act was abnormal, because I had often seen girls walk hand in hand along the streets back in Japan. I explained to her that behavior is customary in Japan, even though it is considered a little childish. But she wouldn't listen to me, referring to the saying, "When in Rome, do as the Romans do." So the next day, I gathered all the girls and told them how their host families felt. Then it was my students, who got shocked and embarrassed. They got angry at being called abnormal. They said, "It's the American way of thinking that is really abnormal." Since that day, some of them did as Americans did, for fear of making them angry. Yet others clung to their own way. Their homestay was not successful. You can't imagine how worried I was until I left the town. Through that experience, I realized that it is very difficult for people from differing cultures to understand and accept each other's customs.